Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, according to a new SAP customer experience study released recently, Asia Pacific's digital pivot last year has in fact widened the gap between what consumers expect of brands and what businesses actually deliver. Brands are falling short of customer expectations by 21% when it comes to being customer-centric, with half of the consumers in the region still not able to get a meaningful resolution with brands even after three interactions. Apex brands are particularly finding it challenging to keep up with the digital demands of their consumers. For more insights, we speak to Peggy Renders, General Manager and Senior Vice President, SAP Customer Experience, Asia Pacific and Japan. Peggy, thanks for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Howie, glad to be here.
So let's start talking about some of the other findings from your survey. This experience gap, it's really hindering APJ businesses' pursuit of growth and recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think back about what happened over the last year and a half, Asia Pacific has done amazingly well and has transitioned very quickly to the digital world amidst all these disruptions and changes. But it has also really heightened the expectations that they now have on brands. So the consumers really expect brands to be able to deliver superior digital experiences to them, whilst they maintain the same level of customer centricity and experience that they would receive like in a physical store visit. And when we look at our Heart Matters survey, Howie, it's clearly not the case when we look at those results. So according to the 5,900 customers, consumers that we polled from across Asia Pacific, businesses are still falling short by as much as 21% when it comes to customer centricity. We measured that gap by looking at what is the actual experience customers receive versus what they expect of brands. And we focused in on a couple of key areas when you think about customer centricity, including some of the following. So the ease of giving feedback. I think we all know that it's so important when you're not happy that you feel that you can have a direct line with the brand and the organization and talk about that, right? You want to be acknowledged and you want to know that someone is taking action. Also, what has popped up is applying that extra safety measure across both product and service fulfillment touchpoints, making sure that the brands or the organization can stick to the commitments that they make to their consumers. And then some other ones, like customers want to know that a brand or organization will respond to their queries within 24 hours. And they want to make sure that their issues are resolved within three interactions without having to repeat every time what's going on. And if you flip it around, Howie, if you manage to do as a brand to do these things really well, that's how you can instill trust of those customers in the brand. And this gap of 21% around customer centricity, what is also worrying is despite the fact that the big digital switch has happened during the pandemic, almost half of the consumers, like 48% in the region, are stating that brands have not been able to resolve their issues even after three interactions, which can be very frustrating. Yeah, what we are really seeing is that the region will have to take these issues head on because the customer battleground is now digital. And the brands that deliver the best digital experiences, they will grow the most. And whilst most of these brands have pivoted successfully to digital channels, a lot of them have not been able to humanize that gap between their digital experience and what really matters for them to get trust with that brand. So just to summarize, I personally believe that the biggest barrier to customer experience transformation is that a lot of businesses are not quite ready or unwilling to make pretty drastic changes. A lot of them are still going by with whatever has worked in the past, and they keep on working with band-aids. We don't have to wait for a painful experience or the house burning down. You can actually take action now with the right solution and leadership so that you can transform the full customer experience, especially in Asia Pacific, because we have very high growth prospects and we have a golden opportunity in front of us to transform that customer experience.
What do you think's held them back all this time, though, Peggy, especially with the pandemic and the need to pivot being so critical? And now they want to set their sights on a global customer base.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons what held them back. But one of the main ones that I can think of right now is that technology is important, but technology is not the, with the pandemic and with the changes we've seen, what is coming out is that technology is not the only thing that customers care about. So customers still want to work with brands that are trustworthy, responsive, and they share the same values and principles. Because at the end, if you think about who do you like buying from, you like to buy from a brand where you can, a brand that you can relate to, because they often say rapport, whether it's between two people or whether it's between a person and a brand, it's actually built in finding a common ground and knowing that the brand you buy from cares about the same things. So something else I would like to highlight, and it has become apparent during the pandemic, is that consumers have changed and they are expecting more from brands, not just around the customer centricity, but also about other things like planet, people, prosperity of the community. It's the rise of consciousness, right? They also say that we have just started the era of customer freedom and the rise of this consciousness. So what we are seeing from the research is that across the board, at least 7 out of 10 consumers agree that they will buy from brands who are sustainable, ethical, and take care of their workers and treat their suppliers right. And that's why we actually named Howie the study Heart Matters, because we knew that this was going on. And great brands are the ones that they who can relate to all of this and who can really capture hearts and minds of their consumers and who are demonstrating a greater purpose, focusing on things that go beyond profit. And these fundamental values, I think you're kind of hearing it. I'm very passionate about this topic, but yes. these fundamental values will really create a great customer experience that will outlast any crisis. So coming back, Howie, to your question around what has held them back, I think right now consumers need to look at two things. They need to look at the customer experience thing and the customer centricity, but also at how to be more purpose-driven.
That's a lot of things for a business to think about, though, Peggy, because not only do you have to make a great product, how are you making the product? You have to take into consideration societal concerns, the implications that has for a brand as you move forward. What do you think they should prioritize then, Peggy?
Yeah, it comes back for me to trust, Howie. I know I've given you a handful there with all the challenges we have, but it's actually even worse because the data privacy has really flared up, right? We have now regulations in place in Asia, in every country that might be different across the globe. And consumers are very conscious about data privacy and particularly around 3 key privacy areas. They want to have full transparency from the brands, knowing exactly what are they doing with my personal data. There is a 32% gap there. The second thing is that the brands want to know what you are doing to secure their private data and not sharing it with third parties. Also there, a 31% gap. And then lastly, they want to know that how is the brand using that data to actually serve me better? And also there, we have a very big gap. So your question around what should brands prioritize? There's so much going on. It really comes to the core is we want to give, every brand should focus on giving customers exactly what they want, when they want it, while at the same time, more capturing their hearts and minds. So humanizing that gap between the digital actions and what the customer is really after. And in SAP, we call this the data-driven customer experience.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, there's no lack of data. I think most organizations have lots of data. Over the last 10 years, we've been talking about big data, but it's actually small data that is really important. Like, what do your customers really like? What are their shopping habits? What are their behaviors? You need to understand that to drive true personalization. The great news is that we can actually do this. So we can help customers with taking care of those data privacy regulations in the different countries. We can help customers with that personalized approach, and we can help customers with giving them trust around not just their data, but also the products and services they purchase. Because if you focus just on the online platform, right, brands make commitments to customers around, we will provide you this service or product by this time. But at SAP, because we have so many solutions, we can actually give customers insights into what is happening in the back end to deliver on those commitments, that your product will be there on time, your product will have the right quality, and this is exactly where it's up to. So we are quite excited, as you can hear right now, because we can tackle all of those aspects and give customers that trust of that their expectations are in safe hands.
Do you see, though, businesses in the APAC region and Japan figuring this out, that this is what's needed, the key differentiator in attracting customers and building that trust?
Yeah, we do. We see massive uptake, right? So if you look across all of our solutions, customer experience is the one where we have high growth, and our customers or consumers are asking for more. So that personalized customer data platform, that's going through a big wave of growth, and a lot of customers are asking about it. But even that visibility and transparency into the back end and making sure we can stick to those commitments is even more important nowadays. So an example that I would like to share with you is a customer in Australia, Sigma Healthcare. They are an ASX listed pharmaceutical wholesaler and owner of retail brands. And they went on a transformation journey, and they wanted to provide a platform where 1,200 pharmacies can really order everything now online. And they did all of that on the SAP stack. And they've had massive uptake. So in the first year of its launch, 95% of all of their pharmacies were using that new online platform. 4,000 branded and independent stores are on it with approximately 10,000 employees each. To give you that view around the complexity of what's happening in the back end, think about all the products that they are selling.
Yeah.
There are 64 million price combinations are continuously updated so that the end user has, the consumer, the customer has visibility in that and can make accurate purchase decisions in real time. So we absolutely see customers taking up on what we have to offer.
How accessible, though, are your solutions to the average business, so to speak, Peggy?
Yeah, good question, Howie. So, of course, we are known to be doing business with big, complex organizations, right? Mm. They have demand and asks as well that the integration is there and that we can provide that transparency. Now, what we are seeing is there is a lot of uptake and interest from smaller customers as well in our mid-market segment. So we have our commerce solution there, which fully scales to the mid-market as well. And what we've also done is in October 2020, just last year, we acquired Emarsys, which is really a best-of-breed online marketing platform to deliver that personalized marketing approach. And most of the business that they do, which sits within that mid-market segment, is how we look at it in SAP. So the whole mid-market is definitely a massive growth area for us, where also a lot of net new names are coming through.
Peggy, thank you so much for your time and your insights.
My pleasure, Howie. I hope you enjoyed it.
Peggy Renders, General Manager and Senior Vice President, SAP Customer Experience, Asia Pacific, Japan. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.